This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You are the business.
And this morning we are talking to Mahlatse Marokana, who's the founder of Escobar Holdings. We do this as we celebrate entrepreneurs in the province for You Are the Business. Good morning, Mahlatse. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, friend complexion. I'm good, and how are you doing?
Great. We'd like to hear more about Escobar Holdings and what you're mostly, what you're all about.
Escobar Holdings was founded in 2016. Originally, the company was for tenders, but later decided to go into business consulting, followed my passion of sounding events, and that's when I started doing job paperwork and presentations for events. Liquor consulting, whereby I register liquor outlets, wholesalers, and solve any liquor license related issues. It also deals with construction compliance, like NHBRC registration, CIDB, and compiling tender documents.
Yeah. You should have just named the company Mahona Tsohle. I'm a man, but I do everything. Chief.
Yes.
But what encouraged you to come up with this kind of a business model?
I love music. I love events, and then in terms of this one of dog paperwork and compliance, I remember there was a time I went for a dog meeting and they actually kicked me out of the meeting because I did not have the required files and my things were not actually in order, and I had to go back to the drawing board, and that alone was costing me money and time which I didn't have. So the obsession for quality and compliance is the one that actually drove me closer to this business consulting one.
Sure. Have you hired any people or it's still a one-man show?
Yes, I do hire people. Like, for example, I've got an upcoming event, the Makwara Spring Bash. I've got a team, I've got a PR team, I've got social media influencers, I've got guys who will be setting up. Any business needs advisors and employees to run smoothly.
Okay. And what are some of the challenges that your business faces at the moment? Because we'll speak to a business coach later on. What advice do you need?
Currently, the only challenge that I'm facing is branding. I need branding for my business, for my outdoor events. I need the marketing materials. But one of the biggest factors affecting small businesses in general is late payment from clients.
Okay, all right. So maybe when can people find you in case they're interested in working with you? How can they get in touch with you and the likes?
Okay, I've got a website, www.escobarholdings.co.za, Facebook, Escobar Holdings, or Events by Escobar.
Right.
TikTok, it's Events by Escobar and Escobar 24.
Okay. Your Escobar is spelled differently from Pablo, ne?
No, it's very, very different. Even though it's inspired by him, but mine ends with an H.
Yeah. I wonder, what else do you do, my friend?
Oh, really? You were inspired by Pablo Escobar?
I'm a very legit businessman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very legit.
Okay,
so, so your Escobar is spelled Escobah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Mahlatse, we're going to be talking to a business coach at 7:45. Listen up and hear how you can improve your business going further. Thank you so much. All the best with your business. That's founder of Escobar Holdings, Mahlatse Marokana.
On Capricorn FM, Limpopo Side of Frequency, we spoke to Mahlatse Marokana earlier on. He's a jack of all trades. He's the founder of Escobar Holdings. And up next, we chat to Tabero Rapala. And Tabero is a chartered accountant, business coach, and managing director at Maido to give advice.
So you're talking this morning to chartered accountant, business coach, and managing director at Maido, Tabero Rapala. Like, morning, Tabero. Are you good?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great, great. The entrepreneur we had today actually did a bit of this and that, a whole lot of consulting. So being a consultant, you know, can be a bit vague, but especially when you have to consult in a variety of services. Are there any upsides to consulting?
No, there are definitely upsides. There is flexibility and adaptability across different sectors, which then allows you to gain a diverse skill set, you know, and a broader expertise. So that allows you to have, you know, a wider range of clients in different industries, which then gives you more, you know, opportunities for growth. So you're able to be exposed to a lot of different client sets. And in that, then you're able to see what service line performs better. So it then helps you medium to long term determine which service line to go for and which ones to leave behind.
But then how do you keep track of your progress as a consultant, and how do you know which area you're consulting in? I mean, which one is more successful than the other? Like, how can you be able to gauge between the services you offer?
So it's important to treat them like mini separate businesses, because you need to, you know, set clear measurable goals and KPIs for each service area. In that way, you'll be able to see how they're each performing. It's also important to track their profitability and the demand for each, you know, consulting service, because one mistake that we do is we put everything in one pot and you have no clue which service line is performing better and which one to drop, because most often than not, one will be carrying another. And so it's important for you to track it and also track the input versus the returns that you're having in this service line, so that you then don't run in a loss, but it looks like you're profitable because the other service lines are carrying the loss-making one.
Mm. And how important is bookkeeping for consultants? And do you need separate bookkeeping for all the different areas as much as you're trying to treat the consulting services separately?
Definitely. You need to have separate bookkeeping for each. You may be paid into one bank account, but in the bank account, they have multiple bank accounts where you then move money for each service line. It's important because you're able to then assess the cost to it, and also if there's common cost, like you use the same vehicle, then all the service lines must share that cost. In that way, you're able to track clearly which service line is making profit and which one is not. That also goes into the tax as well. You know, you may find that another service line, maybe you're not charging VAT, but the other one you are. So for the one that you're charging, you need to then separate those funds, remove the VAT, and pay it over to the service revenue services. And small things like that that then help you to analyze how your business is performing. So it also helps you to have clear insight into the resource allocation and what's needed for each service line for it to perform optimally.
And I mean, when it comes to the marketing, because our entrepreneur said that he does struggle with, you know, with the branding, the business and marketing and the service and all of that. How do you know what to market at what time as a consultant?
Well, the difficult thing with marketing when you do a lot of things is your clients tend to be confused because you are shown too many things. So you need to analyze each service line, understand who each customer is, and have a strategy for each service line on how you're going to market to them and how you're going to reach them. And that even may even mean that you must have separate websites for the different service lines, especially if they're not adjacent services. I'll give you an example. You've got a service, an event business, at the same time you do professional consulting. Those are two different businesses. So you may confuse your clients if everything is in one. So you may need to separate them from a marketing perspective and how they are reached, so that your clients know which line to engage you on, because they may sometimes not take you serious if you're running two very different businesses. So analyze your market and the demand that's there and figure out how you then get to these people, because then your marketing differs for a professional service versus an events business, for example.
And does your platform MyDo cater for people who are jack of all trades like Mahlatsi?
We definitely do. We've got tools and resources within our platform that allows you to run multiple projects, multiple businesses. Mm. You're able also to track the performance of your sales from the different businesses that you operate in. So we offer support for all these people who are running multiple businesses in one. So you can reach out to www.mydo.com and check it out. But beyond that, we also have engagements where we converge as entrepreneurs and discuss these things in terms of how do you optimally perform in your business and grow your business, even though you have multiple service lines in a business.
All right, Samuel, thank you so much for your time. That's a chartered accountant, business coach, and managing director at MyDo, Thabelo Raphala.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.